بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعله عوجا. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن الخير حديث كتاب الله، وخير هدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. We began by seeking the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. All praises belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask for Allah's guidance in all of our affairs, in all of our matters. We ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the burden of our evil deeds. We ask that Allah protect us from the evil that resides within us. We know that whomever Allah guides, no one can lead astray, and whomsoever Allah leads astray or allows to be led astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is only one God worthy of being worshipped. And we know that this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and his noble servant. We thank Allah for the privilege of being here today for Salatul Jumu'ah. And we know that this is perhaps an invitation that has not been extended to the entirety of creation, even the entire body of Muslims. For we know that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who grants the human being the will and the ability to be at any given place at any given time. We know that there are some amongst even the Muslims who were given the will to be here but not the ability, while others were given the ability to be here but not the will. And as a result, these groups are not here. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us both the will and the ability to be here today for Salatul Jumu'ah. And this is a privilege that we should display our gratitude for this particular privilege with our words and our speech throughout this particular, with our speech and our actions throughout this particular day and throughout our lives, having the will and the ability to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not as individuals, but in a setting in jama'ah, alongside our brothers, alongside our sisters, with our family. Alhamdulillah. So, to begin this particular khutbah, you know, just to reflect on the times that we are living in, and perhaps we, from every angle, are placed in front of messages from the news. We hear some of the negativity that comes from individuals living in this country, also from the news stations, our CNN and our Fox News. And perhaps it's affecting us. You know, if we were to be real about it, it's affecting us. And what we want to draw our attention towards is the message in the Quran. And realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. That groups have had to endure propaganda. Groups have had to struggle in their situation while calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we want to always turn our attention towards the Quran. And today, inshallah, we want to talk about some insight that we have in one particular surah in the Quran, for there's insight all throughout the Quran, but we want to really highlight this one particular chapter of the Quran. This chapter has a few names, and this is nothing new as far as dealing with the other chapters in the Quran. For example, Surah Al-Fatiha, Imam or Al-Qurtubi, who is a known exegete, he mentions 12 names for Surah Al-Fatiha. So this particular surah has about three. So one of the names being Ash-Sharh, the expansion. Also another name being Al-Inshirah, which means delight. You know, something which places the heart at ease. And another name, Surah Alam Nashrah, you know, which takes its name from the beginning of this particular chapter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lets us know, Alam Nashrah Laka Sadra, that Allah is mentioning to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did we not expand your breast? Did we not expand your chest? And Allah makes and gives us, presents us with relatable speech. As we use this even, this method with each other. For example, I had to remind my daughter that did I not just take you to Toys R Us, that she wants to go again. Perhaps our wives have to remind us as husbands. And perhaps husbands sometimes have to remind wives, didn't I just do this? Didn't I just do that? And this is in the form of istibham at-taqridi, which is this a question asked for someone to acknowledge their blessings that they're receiving from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is asking, did I not expand your chest? In this concept of sharh, this expanding of one's chest has many meanings, and it's very difficult to give it its due right when it comes to defining this particular concept. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to go through a time where he was da'iq, where he became constricted, his chest became constricted. Sometimes we go through times as such, perhaps internalizing everything that we hear about Muslims on the news in this day and time is causing us to become da'iq. So perhaps we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to also give us some expansion, to expand us during these particular times. If we look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the difficulty that he had with his people, what was his version of CNN and Fox News? His version, individuals like Jamil, who would go to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and say, your Lord has abandoned you. Your Lord dislikes you. Individuals, Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayth, as we see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a narration where he's in sajda, and Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayth took the entrails of a slaughtered camel and placed it on his back. Imagine going through that. And also, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq was asked about one of the most difficult times when living around the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam one day was performing his salah and standing, and Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayth took a garment and nearly choked to death the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the point where Abu Bakr as-Siddiq had to push Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayth off of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine this. Going through the streets of Mecca and someone just hurls dirt in your face. Having to go home with this dirt still remaining on your face. And your daughter begins to cry. Your daughter begins to cry. And we have to ask ourselves, how are we doing in these particular times when we have to internalize Muslims being called terrorists? Have to internalize this negativity that we see on the news. And we can think that we're big and bad.
But this is having an effect on us. And this is why these are the times that we look and we study the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using the language in the Quran describing him as da'il, he was constrained. Allah mentions in the Quran, فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِيٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا. Using this word of baqi'un, which implies that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had reached a point of grief, and Allah asking him, would you grieve to the point of nearly killing yourself because they won't believe? Him experiencing grief because of what he had to hear from the people. Having to hear from individuals coming towards him. How did he deal in those particular times? And we look at our role models in the Quran. For example, Musa alayhi salam, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to give him also sharh al-sadr, had to expand his breast during the difficulty that he had with his people. And the dua that all of us should be making during these particular times is the dua of Musa alayhi salam. رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي. رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي. Where we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Allah to expand our breasts during these particular times and make our tasks easy for us. Musa alayhi salam had to deal with the very difficult people. He told the people it's time to go fight. And they said, why don't you and your Lord go and fight? He had to deal with the likes of Fir'aun. Standing up to the likes of Fir'aun. So he needed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to expand his chest and lighten his task. So what exactly does this mean? Sharh al-sadr, which all of us need in this particular day and time. As the scholars, they explain that sharh al-sadr is a very lofty concept. And it implies that we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a psychological consolation during these particular times. Safety from anxiety and depression. We're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for relief and the ease of our minds and our hearts during these particular times. A very powerful dua that all of us should be making for these times. We're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us nur al-iman, the light of iman, for wisdom, hikmah, for safety from going off from people, from losing our minds in this day and time. So this dua, all of us should be saying this, رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to expand our chest and also lighten our task for these particular times. أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this burden. As Allah, he mentions that he was the one, he removed this burden from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this was not just any type of wizr meaning a burden, but it was the type of burden that weighs down a person's back and gives them a situation where they can't stand up straight. A burden so difficult. Imagine the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calling people to Islam and them coming into Islam only to be martyred, only to be killed right next to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calling people to Islam and they enter into Islam only to leave behind their families and only to be harassed. So, I'm an imam in this day and time. I can't imagine being a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can't imagine being a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a heavy burden, the heavy burden of leadership, of being upright, It's a very difficult burden. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed this burden that was very heavy, that weighed down his back. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moves on to say, after this, أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَ, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. And we raised your mention. We raised your mention. Imagine, and one of the sayings is that the sweetest sound to a person is the sound of their own name. The Prophet sallallahu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed his name to circulate all around the earth. The Mu'adhin mentions the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Musallim, the people in prayer, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu. We give salams to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The people, when they take shahada, they mention the Prophet's name. This miracle of circulating the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you know how this works, is that even them mentioning the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a negative light only causes people a curiosity to run towards and praise the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more. So we should not worry in these times if we see even cartoons written about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For every time they speak negative about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is going to only magnify his name even more. And our success is determined about how much we mention the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we shouldn't worry in these days and times, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in full control. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes further in this particular chapter. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرَ إِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرَ. Mentioning this statement twice. Indeed, with every difficulty comes ease. With every difficulty comes ease. The scholars interpret this looking at the difference between al-usr and yusr. Is that al-usr is ma'rifa, or is definite. It has an alif lam. And yusr is, it does not have an alif lam. It is nakira, or it is indefinite. So they interpret this, and this is one opinion, that indeed with every difficulty, one difficulty comes an abundance of ease. With one difficulty comes an abundance of ease. And one interpretation is that with one difficulty comes two eases. And one statement that's mentioned is that one difficulty cannot overcome two eases. Every time we experience a difficulty in our life, it's going to be followed up by a multiple amount of eases. And we see how beautiful the Quran is. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizing this twice. My message to everyone, including myself, is that this perhaps we're going through some difficulty. Hearing even our name being Muslims mentioned in bad lights. But don't worry. Don't worry. Many groups have went through this before. Many groups have had to endure hardship that was placed upon them by the people. And perhaps many of the burdens placed upon us is from the doings of our own hands. If we want to speak real about this. But in these particular times, we have to be patient. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told in the Quran, he had to go through moments of being constrained, da'iq, of ba'fit, of being in a situation where he was beginning to grieve, where he began to even experience emotions during his particular time. So what makes us think that we don't have to go through anything? Whatever we go through, know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to follow it up with ease, and continue to make the dua of Musa alayhi salam, Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to expand our chest and also grant us ease during this particular day and time. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmatan. Subhanaka allahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka. InshaAllah, let's move forward so we can make some room for our brothers coming in late.
الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خير المرسلين محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on in this particular chapter after mentioning فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَ إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَ فَإِذَا فَرَضْتَ فَانْصَرْ وَإِلَى رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it. And when you have free time, then still continue to exert yourself. One of the meanings of this is that when we are done working for the dunya, now it's time to work for our akhirah. When we come home, perhaps we think that it may be time to watch television. For many of us, it is that time, but also save time for your worship. This chapter is called Al-Inshirah, delight and ease of heart. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam found delightfulness in his worship. He found delightfulness in his worship. We can't change the world by day if we're not praying at night. And we see that we have opportunities. نِعْمَتَانِ مَعْبُولٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ أَصِحَّةُ وَالْفُرَاغُ As the Prophet ﷺ, he said, two favors that are abused by mankind the most are their health and free time. When we have this free time, get busy in worship. Are we fasting extra on our Mondays and Thursdays? Are we making extra rak'ah in the middle of the night? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, don't just sit down. After you hear the people mention this about you, calling you terrorists and demeaning your deen, don't just sit down and watch and listen to them saying. No, now it's time for all of us to get busy and get to work. And serve the people even more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he didn't abandon him. This is in Surah Al-Duha. The Prophet ﷺ was going through grief and sadness. The advice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him is to attend to the needs of the orphan. Don't just sit down, but see who's in need. And also the individual who is asking. Figure out who we can serve during these particular times. Are we fasting extra? Are we praying extra? And are we serving the people? Are we out there serving the people when we have faragh? When we have this free time? As the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he mentioned, that take advantage of five before five. Faragha ka qabla shughlin. Take advantage of your free time before you become busy. Now it's time for all of us to become busy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, wa ila rabbika farghab. As he mentions, telling the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn to Allah. Don't turn to medication. Don't turn, and if an individual has to take medication, you have to take medication, but take your medication, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we have to get therapy for many of these deterrents during these particular times, get your therapy, but turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn to Allah in all of your affairs. This is important for us during these particular day and time, during these days and times. So the message is simple. And we have homework to do when we return home. Remember that we're going to the 94th chapter of the Quran, and we're reading Surah Al-Inshirah. We're reading this particular surah. And listening to the insight of this particular chapter, know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who can expand our breast, our chest during this particular day and time, and give us relief and tolerance during these days and times. Make the dua of Musa alayhi salam. Know that only Allah can remove the burden that is placed upon our backs. And know that with every one difficulty comes a multiple amount of ease. And always during your free time, spend your free time also with time preserved for worship, ibadah, especially serving those who are in need.
and throughout all the times that we go through, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never abandon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who we have trust in. And we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease any type of difficulty in our hearts during these days and times. That mean, رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. We ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us good in this life and in the hereafter. Say ameen. We ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and save us from the torment of the hellfire. O Allah, protect us from the torment of the grave. O Allah, give us the will and ability to visit your book, to visit the Quran during these days and times. O Allah, allow us to keep the Quran close to our hearts. Ya Rabb, Rabbul Alamin, Rabbul Samawati wal Ardh. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. أقيموا الصلاة.